Okay, okay. Live in location at the 24G apartment in the heart of Manila, I am Butch.
And I'm James. And we are the new Normans. And welcome to the 24G Podcast.
Live in location at the 24G apartment. My name is Butch.
My name is James.
And I'm Raph.
Okay, Raph is with us today again. Hello. Actually, James, we're going to make a... I'm thinking of making a new intro with Raph with it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I think we're going to make a recording.
No, today it's a fatal four-way.
It's a fatal four-way.
Yes, so it's a four-way.
Actually, I'm thinking that every time that we're going to have Raph on the show, gagamitin natin intro nung kasama si Raph.
Yes!
Tapos pag tayo lang, then tayo lang. Yeah. So we're going to do that. Okay. We're going to record it. Probably later.
Yeah, pero pag kasama si Esan.
Okay, pag kasama si Esan. Yeah, we can probably do that. Okay.
Do it.
So we have a very special guest today in the show. And we talk about this guy almost all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So this dude has been mentioned over and over in the episode. He's known as the Iranian guy. He's the Iranian guy.
AKA.
But the Iranian. For the first time ever in the 24G podcast, okay, we're doing a Zoom episode.
Zoom episode.
Yeah, natuloy Zoom. Natuloy na rin. Because this Zoom episode, basically. Because this our Iranian friend is not in the country, so the only time that we'll be able to reach him is by Zoom. But the thing is, the three of us is still together here in the 24G apartment. We're doing still side by side, and then Esan, who's our kasama today, is locked in by Zoom.
Okay, locked in by Zoom. By son. Zoom.
So,
ganda ng place nyo, glass.
Yeah. So everybody who's listening to the show, I'd like to introduce one of our best buddies. Best guy ever. What do you remember about this dude, Ref?
Champ.
The champ,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Champ, for sure.
The Jollibee champ. How about champ. You, James? What do you got about Esan?
Ako na nalala ko si Esan noon, yung nag-away kami dahil sa tubig.
Bakit?
Inubos, kala ko siya umubos ang tubig ko, pare. Siya inaway ko.
Sa basketball?
Sa basketball, pare.
What the fuck? Okay. Me, what I remember about Esan is the fucking girls. That's right. Yeah. This is Esan's the guy, bro. Esan's the guy. Okay. Sorry, Esan. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Esan. What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Hey. What's up? Sir. Live from Dubai.
Yeah. Live in location, brother. How are you, man?
Thank you.
I mean,
I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, si Esan, pare. Ano yan? Since episode 2 pa lang ata, gusto na sumali nito. Excited siya.
Indeed.
Dapat kasama siya nung isang recording eh. Hindi umabot.
Hindi siya umabot?
Hindi, di ba yung ano? Kasi nawalan ng net.
Walang internet. Yun yung panahon nagsabog si Converge.
Walang Converge.
Yeah, din siya nasama.
I heard.
Yeah. Okay, Esan, how are you doing in the pandemic, bro? Like, how's everything in Dubai? I mean, give us a glimpse. I know this is very important or very close to the hearts of many people because almost everybody knows somebody who's living in Dubai. I think you guys are right.
Indeed.
So how are you guys there? How's the pandemic? How is everybody working every day? I mean, are you guys scared? How are you guys?
Hard times. Economy is so-so. Can't say it's doing really well.
Really?
But yeah, because syempre, oil-based, tourist-based country.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So think about it, like oil-based, oil is down, tourism is down.
Wala pa rin hotels,
tourista dyan. Bawal pa rin
Bawal eh. I mean, hindi eh. Actually, Dubai is open. The problem is the other countries like US, Europe, they're on lockdown. So, walang lumilipad papunta dito.
So, they can't get out.
They can't get out.
They can't get out of their countries.
They can't, yeah. Otherwise, we're open here. They can come. It's open.
Oh, really? So, technically, either one of us can just go there and visit you.
Yes, it's back to normal na dito. Just when you arrive here, kailangan mo lang ng COVID test. Itetest ka nila, I mean.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But I want to ask you, bro, like, how are, like, the people there in terms of your friends, the Filipinos? Like, I know everybody, you said down on tourism, everybody's down. Like, kumusta yung mga friends mo? Like, do you know people like leaving, you know, or like going home because they got, you know, got displaced, no job and shit? Like, how's everybody, bro?
Yes, unfortunately, there are quite a few na mga kaibigan kong wala eh. Wala lang choice. They were sending home people by the thousands, hundreds of thousands even. If I'm not mistaken, at least 300,000 Filipinos ata ang napuwi.
From Dubai alone.
Yeah, and that's Philippines only. Oh, Filipino lang. And think about all the other nationalities. Talagang we were hit hard. And wala, no choice. In the beginning, the government wanted to somehow like, okay, wala kang work, but if you entered here and nagkataon lockdown, we'll extend your visa up to end of the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Kaso somewhere in between, I think na-realize nila na yung mga taong walang trabaho, walang pera, sad to say, they would end up either being or magbe-beg sila or, alam mo yun, mahirap eh. Hard times for them eh. Mapipilitan silang do bad things.
Yeah, I got you.
I realized nung government yon and somehow kinak nila from instead of December, ginawa nilang August. August was the last. So everybody who didn't have a proper visa by August, kailangan umuwi.
Had to go home.
Oh, that was sad, man.
You got none,
man. I mean, do you know, like, Esa, do you know people, like, literally, like, going home and shit?
Yes.
Oh, really? Man. And what are they doing now?
Yeah, talagang ano nangyari? Ah, mag-for good na ako, man. Ano eh? Tanggalan eh. Or the government passed a sort of like a law or a bill allowing the companies to alter yung contract mo. So, pwede nilang babaan yung sahod mo.
Tatamaan din kasi yung companies.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Kasi normally bawal yun eh. Parang nakaset na salary, yun yun. So,
man, that's just terrible, bro.
The thing is, not all companies would take advantage of this. Uy, pinayagan, babaan natin yung sahod.
Oh, really? No, that's the sad part, bro.
That's the sad part.
All right.
You know what? You're saying so much about this, and all I could think of is that time when we're in Las Villas in Cordova, nagkwentuhan tayo. It's weird seeing you face to face. I'm sorry, man. It's like, it's hey, man, I miss those times.
You just zoned out.
I just zoned out, man. I mean, I feel for all of you, you know, whatever it is you're talking about. But,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, we're actually.
I'm messing
doing
up your
proper
flow. I know you have a flow of what you guys.
Don't worry, people
about.
Think that you're that guy,
yeah,
so it's all good.
Yeah. It's just, you know, amazing seeing you guys.
Para nasa Cordova lang.
Yes.
You know, that's exactly what the show is about. It's basically how we were back then.
Mm-hmm.
For all the listeners, actually, we're friends growing up, and. We were lucky to grow up in a village na may it's a condo village, so we're all together. We're just like literally a couple of steps away, if you think about it. Like Esan and Raf are literally next door neighbors.
I go out of our house and that's his door right next door.
Exactly. Next effing door neighbors.
So kami lagi yung magkasabay pa uwi do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So
good times.
It's good times, but really hard times for the people with you back there. Yeah.
Good times.
But generally, there in Dubai, like, how many cases do you got? Like, are people scared?
Now we're averaging at 1,000 plus per day.
Oh, it's like us. We're not doing too bad, dude.
Oh, you're doing 1,000 plus?
We're doing like 1,500, dude. We're fine.
What?
Yeah, we're doing 1,000 plus, and we have recoveries.
No, because
like,
Dubai is like doing 1,000 plus. Dubai is doing like 1,000 plus. So technically, in terms of benchmarking, we're like in the same levels that they are. But how many cases do you have a day? Like 1,000?
That is the cases per day.
Yeah, Philippines 1,500. We're right there, bro. I don't know. What do you guys think?
1,000 cases and around 700-800 recoveries per day, probably one death or.
Oh, we got like 30,000 a day, bro. We even got somebody got resurrected.
Pare, meron sa contest, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But how about yung vibe ng mga tao, Java? Like, how are they? I mean, labas ba ng labas? People are scared. Because I'm going to give you like a glimpse here in the Philippines. Actually, pag lumabas ka na ngayon, parang wala ng COVID, man.
Hindi naman. At least nakamask.
Nakamask yung mga tao, naka-face shield.
Pero yeah. Merong makikita na overconfident.
Practically, disiplinado pa rin tayo.
Right.
In a way, I guess. Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah. How about you guys, Esan? How are you guys there?
Yeah, dito,
it's normal now, right?
Tapos na. It's normal na. Mandatory ang mask. Malaki ang fine. In fact, they can probably deport you. They can deport you. So people are scared.
Fine, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, wala eh. Walang fine
so,
dito eh.
So people take it really seriously there.
Over here,
yeah,
yes.
Kasi may fine. Very How much is the fine pag walang mask? You get deported? Is that a possibility? He said?
Yes. Yes, you can get deported.
So I guess it's not about the fine anymore, huh?
Oh, it's about
you
can get deported.
The fines are painful. The fines are, for example, 50,000 pesos, you know.
Wild.
Huh? GG.
Tapos pag hindi mo binayaran, ano mangyayari sa'yo?
Kulong.
Hindi mo pwedeng huwag bayaran eh. Kasi? May record ka eh. Dito kasi everything is centralized.
Okay.
Your life can't go forward if hindi ka bayad sa isang fine mo.
Damn.
Wow.
Either yung visa mo hindi ma-renew, hindi ka lalabasan ng ID, things like that, you know, things won't go forward.
So people really take it seriously.
So they hold you accountable to it, huh? Solid.
Yes. Exactly.
Damn. Okay. All right, we're going to move on to that topic because I don't know.
Going back to LV.
No.
Because
why what's up?
No, I remember that one time that because we used to play computer games before.
Upgraded tayo.
Pwede tayo lumagpas ng 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah! That's awesome. Thank you, Zoom. Awesome. Thank you, Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, you were saying, man.
Dude, that one time that we had to go to, I don't know if it was Hakyu or...
Hakyu?
Hakyu? Kasi nakasya sa sasakyan mo do.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
No. It wasn't Hakyu. It wasn't Hakyu. It was
Linkshot.
Link shot.
Okay. So tell the listener. Yeah, go ahead, Esa. What do we do back then?
We were 8 people in a Peugeot, a hatchback.
Yeah.
8 people.
So yeah.
3 in the front, 4 in the back seat, and 1 in the trunk.
Kaya nasa trunk, pare. Definitely not me because I'm as big as fuck.
I think it was me.
No, it was Mikey. You. Mikey Lamson.
Mikey Lamson. Yeah.
Naka-engine seat siya sa trunk. Nakaharap sa...
Para lang mag-dota.
Nakaharap. Akala mo, pasahero din.
Nakaharap siya sa harap, pero nasa trunk siya.
Nakaharap din siya sa harap. Naka-engine seat siya. Eh, di ba hatchback? So, open yung likod.
It's yours, bro.
Yeah. Technical difficulty ako, man. Hello?
Nalala mo yun?
Hello? Wala ako.
So we're going to jump out from that topic. So Esan just shared to us everything about Dubai. And actually, I think all the listeners now have a pretty much good idea on how we were growing up. So we're just like normal kids back then. Lahat ng mga bata noon, 90s kids, naglalaro ng Counter-Strike, nagdodota.
Oh, kapitbahay.
Kapitbahay. Ito yung ginagawa natin.
Oh yeah, nabutan ka pa yan.
Nabutan pa yan. And then normally... para mag-computer shop kami. Actually, growing up, si Esa lang yung may kotse.
Kailangan pa na siya convince minsan.
Oo, kailangan pa. Kasi sometimes ayaw niya mag-drive.
Oh.
Or ayaw natin gamitin yung kotse. So, Esa is the guy who has the car. And we never had...
Hindi tayo makakalaro mula siya.
Hindi tayo makakalabas. So, we were lucky.
On the contrary, wala kayong problema sa pag-convince sa akin. It was always rough to get convinced to go.
Oo nga.
Because mag-aaral daw siya. Pero for some reason... You know,
always
being
end
the
up
devil, being the devil that I am, I get to convince you always.
Yeah. Always go. Yeah. One game and we end up playing more.
You hear that?
Yeah, yeah. I hear the beat.
Is it mine?
No.
No? What was that? Yeah, no, why not?
Or we're gonna do a commercial. Okay, so what are we're gonna talk about today? Aside from it's the first time that Esan got into the show. Okay, we're gonna talk about something. You know, for everybody's listening to the show, Esan, when growing up, he used to be what we call as the Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
He's a Dr. Love.
Oh yeah, we're going to that topic.
Yeah, we're going to that topic. So SM was a Dr. Love. You have a love, like a love problem. Pag meron kang problema sa babae, okay, sa SM yung lalapitan mo. For some weird fucking reason, I don't know why, he just knows what to say at the right time.
I think it's more like if you have a problem with almost anything.
Yeah.
Max naman.
No, but generally, we go with Esan. No. We go to Esan. We basically go to Esan if we have problems about women and shit. Generally. At least on my end.
Because
I have a lot of because I have a lot of like that growing up until now, I guess.
It's like,
yeah, there you go. So, si Esan, meron siya ano. And it's very funny because Esan's not here anymore. He's in Dubai. Okay. So, we're James Raff and I are stuck in the Philippines. And whenever we talk about some stuff, let's say something about something, okay, immediately we're going to say, like, what do you think Esan would say? Okay, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And so now Esan is joining us in the show today, and we're gonna ask him a lot of things about situations, about love, and we're just gonna pick his brain a little bit and think about the things that he's going to say. Okay,
brain picking episode.
Indeed. So, Vanessa, if you're listening to the show, Vanessa is Esan's fiance. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for listening. Okay. So, Vanessa, if you're listening to the show.
I hope I don't end up single by the end of the show.
I was about to say, Vanessa, if you're listening to the show, okay, you better think twice. Okay, I'm just kidding. You're marrying the right guy. Okay,
you're
marrying
the right guy.
You're in good hands. Okay, so I got this situation. I have a friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, okay. Did I say the name?
I think I did. You can.
Okay, just like bleep that. Yeah, okay. Bleep. So I have this friend who's got into this Bumble thing. Okay, online dating.
Si Kuya, mahilig din sa Bumble na yan.
Oh, has I ever been to those like apps and shit?
Bumble? No.
Okay. Nah. Tinder? Have you ever been to Tinder, bro?
Yeah, I could say Tinder. I've tried it.
Okay, Bumble. How is it? Like, they're in Dubai, bro?
Yeah, Tinder here is in Dubai is international standard.
Oh shit! Wow. So how are like the girls there, bro? Like, why don't you tell us something about it?
200 nationalities in one country, in one city, even. So think about it.
So how many? Like, in terms of percentages, like how which are more of the nationalities? Like, you get like 80% Pinoy, 80% Indian, and shit. Do you remember?
Yeah, you could say 60% will be Pinoys and Indians, and the other 40%
on Tinder.
Anong favorite mo? I mean,
you know what? Actually,
mali. It's a wrong question, man.
You were about to say Java. What do we got?
Actually, you know what? Correct me. It's actually I think 40% lang ang Filipino and Indian, and 60% would be other nationalities.
Like what? You got Russians there, bro?
Yeah, you get Russians.
Russians.
Europeans.
Yeah.
Huh? Ano hello sa Russia?
British.
So anong?
All right. We're gonna spare you this question, so okay? Oh, because Raf wants to play and shit, but nah, we're not gonna. Okay, so going back to my friend. So she got into Bumble.
Yeah. Okay.
And then she met this Indian guy, foreign nationality. Okay, so this friend of ours met this foreign nationality, and then actually it's very difficult into this pandemic. Okay, so when she got into this, when she met this guy, she eventually became fuck buddies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, so they became.
So we're doing that. Huh?
Lucky girl.
Yeah. So they became fuck buddies and shit.
Okay.
And then after a while, si Boy Lalu, okay, mm-hmm. bigla na lang naglaho. Okay. He just started ghosting the shit out of the girl.
Oh god.
Okay. So now the girl, medyo she's like bewildered of what happened. Like something's wrong and shit like that. What's happening? So she's ultimately depressed and sad.
Na in love siya. Ay patay.
Okay. So na in love siya. Okay. So I want to ask you guys about this topic. I want to know your opinions about this. Like, do you think that my first question is, if this happens to anybody, for God's sakes, who get into Bumble, meet that guy, become fuck buddies and shit, or take you somewhere, I mean, and then suddenly it disappears. Right?
Do you have claim?
Do you have claim?
Wow.
Who has claim? Who has claim? No, so do you have claim? Right? So going out to my friend there who happened to her, is her like feelings like validated and shit? Or is the guy
does
like
she have claim?
Does she have claim, or like the guy's like fucking off the hook? You know what I'm saying? Or is it like the fucking game of Bumble? I don't know. So I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about this? And it's good because we're all guys here. Essence like the Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. You want to go first? Dr.
You want to go, Love? No, wait. I want Raph to go first.
Me?
Yeah, because you're the married guy. So
okay.
Basically, your inputs are very much, okay, you know, perspective.
She just again. I think I should go last.
Why?
Because I think mine's on point.
What do you mean?
Wow. Okay, so what's the question? What is
so
she
the question
do?
Is
she validated?
I mean, does she have claim? Basically, that's what we want to know, bro.
I think it's not about the claim.
All right. What do you think, bro?
Because I think it's love is a peculiar thing. No, okay. So if you're looking for a partner, you're looking for love.
Right? Okay.
So
yun naman ang point ng relationships.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah. And it's...
But magpag-jowa ka kasi gusto mong sa dulo.
Hindi, kasi kung jowa, iba yun. Pag-jowa.
Yeah, okay.
Jowa. Pero if you're looking for the one.
Right.
It's a two-way thing. And if it's not working out for that guy, whether it's from Bumble, Tinder, or wherever.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it comes from. But if it's not the guy, it's not the guy. I think you should just be.
So that's what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's like the whole the
be
one
grateful
thing.
Grateful for what you've experienced,
and then just fucking move on.
You have to. There's a grieving process, of course. Like yeah, all things, it's part of the process. Mm-hmm. But after that, you just move on and keep up bumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Okay.
I mean, it's still something tough if you've got attached to that person.
Which is exactly the problem of this person. She got fucking attached.
I completely understand. And what you feel is valid, I think.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter from where or what platform it is. If what you felt was real, then, you know, that's valid enough.
Yeah. But does she have claim?
A claim? I say fuck the claim. You know, I mean, just...
No, but that's exactly what she's fucking messing
dude. And what I want to tell you is, you know, I understand that's what you feel and you should feel it. It's valid, but you got to move on. Why are you going to go after someone like that if he's not in it for for the long haul?
Touché.
So come on. It's okay. Feel what you feel and then let's move on. Fine. Keep bumbling until you find that one.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay. Good. Well said, bro. Well said. I'll go with you, James. What do you got?
No, okay.
Don't you agree?
I don't know. Baka sinabi naman ng lalaki sa kanya, I love you din.
Walang ganun.
Wala.
Just like fuck buddies and shit.
Nain-love siya.
Nain-love lang talaga siya.
Pero kasi may mga ganun talaga eh.
I guess so.
Oo, pero malas mo kung ikaw lang. It has to be a two-way
so,
thing.
So, yun
nga. Maraming ako kilala, mga text pala, nain-love na eh.
Tatalo ka pag ikaw lang nain-love eh.
Oo.
Kasi syempre, walang attachment yung isa sa'yo.
Oo, pero tanggapin mo na because it's better to have loved and lost than to have never have loved at all.
Wow!
Jeez. So, ito ba, dito na ba papasok yung ano? Sinong una mag-I love you, talo?
Wow. Oh.
May kasabihan na ganun eh.
May ganun, pare.
Yun, pang-kids yun.
Oh, kasi when you find the right one.
No.
You know, sabi nga nila, the power of a relationship lies to whoever cares less.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, does your wife or your fiance know about this?
Who the power? Who, I don't know. Okay, you say that again, brother.
The power of a relationship lies to whoever cares less.
Man, you're gonna get fucking bashed, dude.
So, if ikaw yung type na wala kang pakialam, ikaw yung hinahabol eh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
See, this is why guys go to this motherfucker. It's because of inputs like this. Okay, pray tell.
Sometimes kasi, sometimes, not all the time, when you show too much love, it's a sign of weakness then.
Okay.
Because somehow,
people will
we want to be wanted then at the same time. Hindi pwedeng tayo lang lagi ang mag, you know, habol. But so, actually, this has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
If I was to go with yung question mo, first of all, was it clear in the beginning na
no.
fubu lang sila?
They're just fucking. Sure, yeah, clear. Fubus lang sila, man.
Then instantly I can say no claim. No claim.
So what she's feeling no right now is like invalid.
Yeah, mali niya yun eh. It was clear from the beginning. Kung hindi clear yun, kupsi guy, fuck boy.
Okay.
I see.
Fuck boy. Okay. Pero the fact na may understanding sila, tama ka nga, unang mag-I love you, talo.
Okay.
Oo.
See, it's not kids, bro.
Tsaka ano ba yung pakay niya mag, ano,
unang mag-I love you, talo?
Bumble, di ba? Ano bang pakay niya for Bumble?
Happens to everybody. Diba? Ano yan?
Yung pakay niya for Bumble, was Bumble just meeting up or finding someone to get intimate with?
Yeah, so, I think everybody goes to Bumble for the same reasons.
They have different reasons.
They have. I've been in Bumble before. And I always say this when I match with somebody. I always say, why are you here?
And then let's align ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. So they're going to say like, why are you? So I always say, so why are you here?
Huh? Then they're going to say, stupid.
They're going to say.
Batong mo lang lagi yung question sa how it is.
You see that? So, scenario. Magandang may scenario yun.
Actually, kaya sa ako natutunan yun eh. Sa totoo lang. Kaya sabi ko sa'yo, this guy is like, the guy, bro.
He's the Jedi.
Lagi niyang sinasabi, kailangan mo lang ibato lagi dun sa babae yung ano, yung tanong. What's an example of that, Esan? Can you share?
Like, I don't know, like, bakit mo kasi ginawa yan? So, balik mo, bakit mo hindi gagawin yun? No, like,
that's really good.
I see that lines come up before many times.
Pagsabi niya sa'yo, bakit mo ginawa yan? Bakit? Ano yun? Bakit?
Bakit hindi ko?
Bakit mo hindi siya gagawin?
Do you actually use that on your girl?
No. Because I could say most of the time, mali ko naman eh.
Well said.
Well done. Nice save.
Going back to what I was saying about in Bumble. So the first thing I ask is, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
And they always say like, oh, I'm just bored. Okay. Meeting for the right one. Waiting for the right one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No girl would, in the right mind, would say that they're out there looking for fuck buddies. Nobody will say that.
It is implied?
No, nobody. No. As in nobody.
Nobody goes straight to the point?
Nobody.
Outright declaration.
Nobody.
Really?
Yeah, nobody. So when they start to throw back the question to me, I always say like, it's either I'm just looking around.
Wow, parang ginawa mong grocery yung
just looking around.
Well said.
Browsing lang. Window
sometimes
shopping lang.
I always binabatawan ng line na parang dalawa lang naman ang reason ng mga tao nandito eh. It's either sila yung iniwan or sila yung nangiwan.
Boom!
Yan lagi mo sinasabi.
Wow.
So it's like something like to spark the shit and stuff. So, but nobody in their right mind would say like, okay, I'm out here to like have some fuck buddies and shit. Nobody would say that. So.
I think Esam would say that.
Esam would say that?
No.
Probably not.
Nice save.
Yeah. So, can we all agree that this friend of mine doesn't have claim in the whole thing?
God wills it. No I say fuck the claim.
Fuck the claim.
No claim.
How about
no
you, Esan? No claim?
No claim.
You gotta know your worth.
Okay. I'm gonna talk about like what are the tips we can tell this friend of mine about how can she fucking move on? Because she's having a terrible time. Like she feels like she never felt like she got played and shit. She just feels like is there something wrong with me? Doon siya nagkaroon ng parang self doubt. Her confidence is down because somebody fucking left her.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi naman naging sila. Okay.
Dr. Love.
Yeah. So, what do you think you can tell this friend of mine about how can she fucking get over it She's giving me a terrible time. The truth is.
Ah.
I'll start with you, James. Go, James. Go first.
Oh, I'd say you have to keep busy. That is good advice. Get a hobby.
So you can treat this like a normal relationship na naghiwalay kayo, and what you gotta do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do something na gusto mong gawin o na hindi mo ginagawa. So it's like distract yourself. Yeah, dude. That's the best way to get out of it. Kasi you meet people with hobbies, di ba? People with hobbies, you get to know people. So
it's the start of moving on.
Oh. Parang you keep yourself busy.
Yeah, but I'd like to add something to that.
Mm.
That you have to know that your feelings are valid.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you gotta. But the hard part is the acceptance.
Oh, yeah.
The acceptance of it all.
Mm-hmm. But that's I was gonna go there.
You have to.
What do you mean?
You have to accept it. That it has happened.
I was gonna go there. So.
That
I think. Sorry to cut you. Go.
Do it.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, in connection with what you were saying about acceptance, I think that's the fastest way to remind her. The earlier she accepts it, the faster she'd move on.
Accept
the original situation, the plan scenario that they agreed upon. Na fubu lang kayo eh. Alam mo yun, you gotta somehow remind her na yun yung napag-agreehan nyo. Nag-escalating feelings niya.
I think tama naman yan, no? Pero nag-agree ba sila dun?
Yeah. As per
kanina, do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
From what I understood, nakalikwento yun sa akin, nag-agree na, hindi sila nag-agree. It was just like, walang napag-usapan.
It's those things that you just nagtinginan lang kayo na parang ganito lang.
Yeah, it just fucking happened and then they just kept on doing it all the time.
Wala.
Ah.
Wasn't it like sad for the girl though? I mean.
It is.
But, dude, because of that, somehow.
Tatanong ko dapat si Jazzy. But yeah, go ahead, son.
Because of that statement, parang feeling ko may possibility na may claim si girl.
Wow!
Because wala na pag-usapan.
Because the fact na wala palang understanding na napag-usapan, walang na-set on stone.
Tinginan lang sa mata lang. Mata lang yung kontrata.
But isn't that like unfair for the guy? Technically? Kasi wala naman na pag-usapan? I don't know. What do you think, man?
It's a yes and a no.
Unfair for the guy?
Yeah, because if you're looking at it at the guy's perspective and you're like fucking fools and then wala naman yung pinag-usapan, then, you know.
No, we're not talking about. Ang question is hindi naman unfair or hindi. Ang question is kung may claim si girl. Unfair? Yes. But nandun din yung claim.
All right.
I see now.
It's two different questions eh. No, unfair, yes. Unfair kay guy. Tama.
So she has claim. She can just fucking
claim. She has claim. Kasi hindi kinast on stone. And you cannot expect the girl na alam na niya kaagad na wait, fubu lang tayo. At hindi rin naman mo ma-expect kay guy na porket nag-fubu sila, hindi siya main love.
So wala ka siyang claim?
Oo.
Anong wala siyang claim?
Wala siyang claim? Kasi parang you can't expect the guy, right?
Oo. Kasi doon ako eh. Nandun ako eh.
No.
I heard you out.
Okay.
Okay. The torch has passed.
Okay.
Oh, I think walang claim.
Walang claim.
Oh. Kasi walang casting stone. So balik na tayo ito eh.
Oh, sige, wait lang ah. I-identify natin. Ano ba dapat yung terms of engagement?
Yan.
Pag ganoon. Let's say let's say for example, you meet somebody on Bumble. And then on your second date, you started to like getting it on. Normally, may phases yan eh. Start mo na kayo ng date. Then you eventually go to make out. And then your third probably moves like higher than that, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is
okay. This is from the girl's
from
perspective.
From what you hear.
From what I hear, okay.
Yes, from what you hear.
Yeah, from what I hear, yeah. Okay. So, ano ba dapat in terms of engagement? I mean, yeah. Dapat ba i-identify agad? Pero you have to look at it the perspective of a guy. Let's say, for example, you're a guy. Mm-hmm. You're gonna say, like, I meet somebody. And you're say, like, first of all, how do you even say it?
Yeah.
How do you even say it? Like, how would you have said it, like, rap? Let's say, for example, you're out there for, like, just fun and shit. What do you exactly say?
I'm out here for fun. It's been so long. I don't know what to say. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So what do you even say? How do you even say it? How do you even bring it up without even, like, sounding super,
you know,
like,
I'm curious what SM would do or say with this. I mean, he's really the one that we would ask, like, dude, I'm just cutting it.
Yeah, so what you got, Esan? What do you got?
See, if I was there, if I was, shit, pinasa ko yung sarili ko, yari. Yeah. Oh, so, but anyway, if I was there, see? And if I was to, FUBU,
okay, Vanessa, we're doing a show, okay? So I just want you to know that
this is purely theoretical.
This is like theoretical, yeah. Okay, so Esan, what do you got?
Yeah, so if I was there for FUBU, you would probably be able to tell how I treat you, eh? If I was sweet,
okay,
then obviously hindi ako FUBU. I don't see you as FUBU.
So it's like the definition of sweet, like what are the gestures?
So paano mga sweet na
sweet kasi pag admiration ng beauty, admiration ng ugali, but admiration ng katawan, tapos may halong
yon
facial expression. And that's another thing.
Okay. So, ito, qualify natin. Ha? Qualify natin. So, sinasabi mo, yung mag-good morning ba everyday?
Sweet
yun.
Ba yun?
Good night.
Good morning everyday is something na FUBUs I don't think would do.
Oh, really?
Good evening lang.
Okay.
Good
evening. Do you agree? Do you concur?
FUBU would be, FUBU would probably be in the evening. Are you up?
Yeah. Are you magte-text sa'yo ng 2 a.m.? Gawa mo.
Yes.
Yeah. Ano,
salamas ka ba?
Malamig ngayon. Good morning.
Okay. So, good morning is definitely like sweet and shit.
It's sweet. It's not...
It's not FUBU.
It's not proper. It's not, yeah, it's not FUBU-like.
Pag FUBU, naiyoko ba yung brief ko sa bahay mo? Mga ganun, no?
Okay, so yung mga ganun. Yung mga ganong gestures yun, ano yun, pag ginagawa mo
yun. Wait, so may ganon na gesture galing sa lalaki?
Actually, I don't know.
Ayun.
But what we're just trying to, like, identify now, like, what are, like, the terms of engagement? So, good mornings is a no-no.
So, but we have to know, nag-good morning ba? After,
I don't think so.
After ng session, hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Ano tayo, nakailan tayo, mga ganon.
Yeah. So,
feeling ko yung ganyan, hindi naman, yung prerequisite ng
sweetness yun.
Ng relationship ng...
Yung good morning. Talaga? Bakit?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Pwede hindi.
That's like a stupid answer, dude. What do you mean?
Hindi siya kailangan yun.
Hindi siya kailangan. So, to you, it's irrelevant?
Irrelevant. Ah, okay.
Yeah, actually. I don't know.
Pero what is... De, pero may point si Esan eh.
Nah.
Pag FUBU ka, hindi ka mag-good morning eh. Oh, pero kasi nakaisa ka na kagabi. Good na yung morning mo eh.
Hindi. Wala pa nga dun eh. Hindi pa umabot dun eh. Kasi I think this is in the perspective na. Hindi pa kayo nagiging FUBUs. You're just getting to know.
Ah.
Then, saka ka-good morning mo, baka dun na-fall si girl. Pero ikaw, ang hinahanap mo, FUBUs pa lang.
Grabe yung good morning. Bakit hindi tumuloy si guy?
I mean, it happens, dude. Some girls are just fucking vulnerable. And a friend of mine actually was that. You know, I think so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you're saying something, Esan, about being extra sweet, and then I just cut you right there. Yeah.
Yeah, iba kasi yung admiration ng... I was saying, ugali, itsura. But if you're talking about sexiness... there's a different way to give a compliment kung nanlalandi ka as compared sa...
Okay, I'm gonna save you, Essen. Yeah. Basically, what you're trying to say is dapat kung bastos, bastusan lang, ganun.
Yeah, I guess.
Agree ako dyan, agree.
Unless walang understanding ng pagka-FUBU, unless walang understanding ng pagka-FUBU, tapos fuckboy si Guy.
Okay.
Yun.
Kasi pag fuckboy si Guy, hindi siya nang babastos. Nang si sweet talk siya para makuha niya yung girl sa bed. Yun ang fuckboy.
Wow. Spoken like a true...
Observer.
Save.
Okay. So to you, man, the terms of engagement, basically, dapat hindi ka magiging sweet, basically.
Wag ka mag-show ng extra sweetness. Extra.
Parang yun lang yung habol natin eh. Doon lang tayo.
Oo.
Oo, para hindi ka mag-send ng wrong signals. Yeah, boundaries, para hindi mag-assume.
That's good.
Parang hindi mag-assume yung other person.
So meron talagang ganun, ganun lang yung habol.
Actually, I want to ask, man. Like,
maraming ganun.
I mean, ganun, no? It's sad that we don't have a girl here right now on the show, but Jess is here. I don't know if you want to answer. It's up to you. Okay. I don't know if James will allow it. Shit.
Oh, teka. Punta dito. Punta dito lang.
Okay. So my question is, is it going to be like super offensive for a girl's perspective if you're like a guy and then you immediately just fucking say like, oh, tangina, sex lang habol ko ngayon. Of course, you don't say it that way.
Oh, man.
of course, you don't say it that way. But will it like be absolutely fucking offensive? Or is it something like it depends on the guy, on how he says it and shit? I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, what do you think, Jess? Come on.
Yeah.
Get closer.
I don't know if you know. Uh-huh. Kung nasabi ko na sa'yo, I had past experiences.
Oh, shit!
What? Oh. What?
So, based on experience.
Ay. Dinidiretso na ganoon. Yeah.
It's more of parang yung sinasabi ni Esa na parang, kung bastusan lang.
Ah. Like, mas gusto yung straightforward na lang. Yeah.
Yun, na parang, okay, may emotional boundaries na ako na parang hindi ako pwedeng ma-call. Ganoon. Uh-huh. So everything that happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. I'm so good. Yeah.
So generally, girls like it that way, basically.
Huwag mo i-generalize.
Bye.
I think girls prefer honesty.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
teka. Kaya laging honest ka, no? Wait na.
Okay, what do you got, James?
Wait lang, teka lang. So, ikaw, anong klase kang babae, love?
Boom! Ito, man!
Oh my God, nilagay
siya. It's not what I was expecting. But you can answer, but you can't. It's up to you.
Hindi. Ako, gusto ko straightforward.
Yeah. Straightforward.
Yeah,
straightforward ba? Straightforward ba? Okay.
Okay. Okay. So mas maganda pag straightforward.
Yun.
Okay. I think all girls generally like that.
Agree ako doon.
Yeah, straightforward.
Nice. Nice.
Don't like mix it up.
Yeah. Don't get mixed feelings.
Okay. So yeah. Now
the moment na di ka straightforward, I think doon nila nakuha yung term na fuckboy.
Yeah.
Yun.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna. I think that's pretty much what we talked about. I think it's good that we wrapped it up.
Yeah, no, let's go back to history, man. I mean...
What do you mean?
Wow, I miss Esan, dude. We're talking to him, so...
Yeah, we can do another episode.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do another episode.
Okay, let's do one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still on, right?
Yeah, so we wrapped this up and said, like...
Okay.
A while ago, we were going around talking about what she should do. Raph said that she should, like... James said she should, like, find a hobby. Okay? How about you, Raph? What do you think she should do?
That's finalized.
Like, to move on.
What she would do?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this. what she would do? Yeah, accept what we feel. That's one. Talk to your friends.
Easier said than done, though.
It's a process. First is accept. It's knowing that it happened. maybe talking to some of your close friends about
it. I think she knows that it happened.
Okay, that's one. And then accepting that it has happened.
I think she did too.
Well, that's process. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Take some time.
Yeah.
And then you keep searching for the right one.
So you keep on like mumbling and shit.
Yeah. You know what? Enjoy the ride, because when you find the right one, it's all in.
You know, that's very applicable for guys, bro. But for girls, no, you can't girls just like too. Go like fucking around.
You know, I think when you find the right one, you just know.
Right. You just know.
Just know.
Okay.
It's not a first.
Just like you.
First sight thing. It takes time, and eventually you know. When you know, you know.
Okay. How'd you know?
I think that's it. You just know.
You just know. Okay.
Right? No.
How about you, Esan? What you got for her?
Change your community, probably. Go to church. Yeah, I could say.
Okay, Essence like a godly girl, church godly man. Church man.
You know, they say time heals.
All wounds.
But I beg to differ. I think only Jesus heals.
Boom. Solid. Amen, okay. Brother.
Is that your real answer?
Yeah, you know what? I think if you go to prayer, yeah, I think you'd find your answer.
I think that's a good answer.
I think
God would speak to you, and yeah, you could probably find the answer.
Good answer. What do you got, Raph? You were about to say something.
I think it's worth a try.
Indeed.
You know, if it helps,
para may anchor ka.
Indeed.
Yeah, tama yan.
I go Butch.
Pero, you know what? I think I want to take a pass on this.
Okay, man. I tried my best, bro.
Yeah.
You do it. Do it.
No, for me, I think... you got to treat it like a breakup.
Uh-huh.
Because I think in terms of your perspective, for her perspective, basically, it's the same gravity as being in a relationship, being left.
There you go.
I think it's not something about she feels like she was used and shit because they were fuck buddies. I don't think it's about that. It's about how when somebody like leaves you or chooses somebody, the biggest impact for you is the first thing is number one, your confidence goes down. And I think that's one of the biggest hits probably for her. And then the second one is your fear of shit. Will I be able to get somebody this again? Actually, yun yung fear. That's the biggest fear of everybody who's going through a breakup. And I think that she should look at this as a breakup. And what do you do after a breakup? What do you fucking do? Tanga magwalwal ka, man. And that's what I told her. Gago magwalwal ka. Sin, you know, mag-inom ka, magbasag ka.
Easy.
Hey, dude, this is sabi ko. Just like, you know.
Responsibly.
No, ako lagi ko sinasabi. And when I was going through the same thing last year, I always told myself, I just can't be reckless.
Yeah, do it in a safe place.
I did my
people you trust.
Yeah. And I did my fair share of doing that, but I wasn't reckless. I never like gave problems to people.
To other people, yeah. Right? There you
go. So I just told her, just don't be fucking reckless. So I treat it as a breakup. You know, you gotta like let yourself heal and shit.
That's good advice. And then but there's an important second step to that. Right?
The second step after that, when you're in your good and you're complete already, that's when you finally look at yourself. If you can go back to the market. And is that the second step that you're looking for?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I was thinking something more on like work on yourself.
Yeah. I think that you know, given that,
that's part of that.
I think it's a process. Yeah. You know, yung pag nag-break ka, magbabasag ka, yung tipong magiging malungkot ka, you're gonna be like...
The grieving process.
Yes. Where you feel like...
Tapos magbubloom ka bigla.
Tapos dadaan mo na siya magiging wreck ka, pari. I mean, everybody goes through that wreck phase. I mean, I remember last year when I was in the wreck phase, my boss sat me down.
Uh-huh.
He did. Did I tell you that story?
I think so.
Yeah, he just sat me down. And then he just, naalala ko, my boss sat me down. Sa tabi ng opisina namin, mayroong buddy's pancit, pare.
Mm-hmm.
So, in-invite niya ako kumain ng pancit. So,
nalataan niya. No?
Oh, kasi I was fucking up at work. Yun. I think that was it. Because I guess that was the most reckless thing I did. Yung parang napapabaya ko yung trabaho.
It's okay. It happens.
Happens
to the best of us.
Yeah. Not even in a breakup, right?
No, I'm not saying. Huh?
So
sorry.
No, go. So my boss Sammy daw, he told me na parang kunot dulo siya, sabi, I can't help but see na papabayaan to, you're fucking up ganyan. Then I just told him na alam ko naman sir, and then I know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So yun, that was like the lowest point. Well, I thought.
And then
you're gonna go through the wreck phase. Then you get fucked up all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, get thrown out of a bar and shit. And
get thrown off a bar?
Yeah, did.
Is everything you just heard, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then after that, you're gonna start like rebuilding your shit.
There you go.
And then when you feel like you're okay again,
That's the part
when you like
got through it
and get back out there.
There you go.
But it's not like in a span of like there, 6 months. No.
A process.
Some people takes longer than that.
Oh. Some people take years. Some people take months.
Some people take weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, weeks.
Minimum hours.
I don't think meron hours.
I don't think meron hours. It's too fast.
So I think it's a process, I think. And even if they were not together, she should like treat it as somebody na naging sila. Mm-hmm. Although people like frown upon it, like saying na parang hindi naman yung naging yan eh, or like you guys were fuck buddies and shit. Bakit ka nagaganyan? But iba pa rin yung impact eh. You have to put yourself in her shoes. Now you fell in love. And what?
Yeah, wrap this up.
Yeah, I gotta wrap this up. So yeah, I'm like bantering and shit. Okay, so that's what I think. I don't know what you guys think.
I'm sorry to cut you there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in the zone, bro. I'm sorry. All right, we're gonna wrap this up. So, Esan, thank you for being here, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Hope to see you in like more episodes.
Yeah, like in the next
brother.
One.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, you stay safe there, brother.
Stay safe.
Yeah, so that's everybody here in the 24G podcast. My name is Butch.
My name is James. And I'm Rav.
Essen here.
Yeah. Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Make sure to follow our Instagram page at 24G Podcast.
And like our Facebook page, 24G Space Podcast.
Happy listening!